There are books that can change your life. Julia Child's Mastering the Art of French Cooking series definitely changed mine. I had just started really cooking when I was given a copy of her first edition. I was in my first week of culinary school, struggling mightily with the workload and the fact that I was a Kansas girl with little or no experience with French food, my French knife, or my French pastry instructor. I'd been to France to play the cello and eat and chase a man around, but had never really cooked in true French style before. I was underwater. Julia's book was designed for home cooks, not professionals, but I read it front to back and learned tons. The book is so detailed and descriptive, with drawings and notes about how the finished product would look, taste, and smell. She was my first kind guide into the world of French culinary technique. My instructor at school was a martinet and a former prison guard. He would throw entire pans of my croissants into the trash if they were not correct. He didn't like the way I put the eyes on chocolate truffle mice. He didn't think it was funny if I made them to look at each other or be cross-eyed. Julia held my hand and gently but firmly led me through that trial by fire and kept me at least dog paddling through culinary school. I met her one time, right before her death, at a women's chef's event. She was gracious and huge and drinking wine and still very kind. We talked for a while and she asked for my address. I gave it to her, trying not to freak out. She sent me a signed wooden spatula that said, "Bon appetit!" When I first got it, I was floored. I left it on the kitchen counter for a minute, I was going to frame it, and my sister came over and made a grilled cheese sandwich with it. It was only after she shared the sandwich with me that we realized what had happened. We were both mortified for a second, but then we laughed. That butter-soaked signed spatula hangs in my kitchen today, a reminder of both Julia's kindness and the sense of humor that marked her life and career. I didn't get to tell her that story before she died, but I bet she'd have thought it was pretty funny. For KMUW, I'm Tanya Tandock.